camera going here.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Matt from Rocky's War Room. Tonight, we have our episode finale. It's the season two version of tonight. It's the end of season two. It's the finale. And we have all players except for one, poor Bane, Ewan John. John, sorry. Anyway.
For John, it's because it's like, you know,
2 a.m. but let's get this party started, man. Right. It's the end of season two.
Who burped?
That was McMurray. He unmuted himself and purposely did that. Let's unmute him here. There we go.
Wrong.
Hello?
Incorrect. Yeah. I'm being framed. Being set up.
Okay.
Hello. With the, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I did not burp.
Okay. Well, you're the only one on me.
It was me coughing as we were coming out of the intro.
Oh, well, that. And then in the middle of it, he was unmuted, and I heard him whistling, and then he burped. But it was pretty funny.
I was singing that Fleetwood Mac song.
Jackass.
Well, I feel there's going to be a lot of those tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jackass.
Can I talk now, McMurray?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have had a heck of a season this year. It's been has its up and downs, you know. We've had a lot happen. There was a break there for a little bit. Right there at the beginning, but some of the greatest stuff I think that we've had was right there at the beginning with the jelly donuts. You guys remember the jelly donuts?
How can we forget? Because you do not know how to eat a damned jelly donut. Fork and knife, mother.
That wasn't me. You cut it in half. You cut it in half. And then you eat one side, then the other.
No. Do it. Does McMurray have to go over this again?
No.
We can that play this game. Like, we can do this.
That started with episode, I think that was 0.5, episode 0.5 or something like that.
The preview of the season.
Yeah, and it had an awesome intro music for Todd. It was good.
You also talked about dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs this year. Yep.
Napoleonic dinosaurs?
Just dinosaurs. I'm sure that was in there, though. Anyway, so our year started off with jelly donuts. And we tried to do a podcast. And the reason why we changed back to this format was because people were like, live show. They wanted to see us painting and doing things. So we did a few that were just the podcast. And I tell you what, it was a lot of fun, but editing took forever. So I'm kind of glad we went back to doing the live show like this. But we were able to do more with that show because we could actually like have segments and things like that. And I'm starting to get there. Next year, you'll see a few changes, but we'll get into that later. But we saw the introduction of this year of something else. We had some Thoughts from the War Room. That was one of our original shows, right? So we had Thoughts from the War Room, and then we had, what else did we have this year that's new? Our fight.
Top 16.
That's right.
COVID.
And we have COVID. Don't we have to have our, yeah, COVID. Yeah, thanks.
More money. He showed himself. We had the introduction of our top 16. Now that came about because of it. See, look, he's still doing it. That came about because I was listening to some radio show, and I forgot what it was, and they did some sort of top 16 breakfast cereals. And I thought, well, these guys suck, just like, you know, Mini Wormut thought about us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mini Wormut is new for the season.
That is correct. Mini Wormut is new.
Good addition.
I guess so. It's kind of
seems to be all right so far.
Yeah, I mean, kind of a
jackass.
But, you know, it is what it is.
But aren't we all?
We're all a bunch of jackass. Anyway, so yeah, and we were having some fun. And another new thing for this year was what else? We did top 16s. We tried to do
my Star Wars minute.
Your Star Wars minute? Fact or bullshit? We tried that.
We need to do that more.
Yeah, I think we're going to try. There he goes again. I have a lot of plans, and they will happen next year.
We also need to do more Who Am I's.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Yes, sir.
We got to bring back the Who Am I. Yeah, we'll have to do that next year.
I mean, we could always do it tonight if we got time.
Yeah, we could possibly do that. Who Am I? So as far as the top 16 goes, I don't even know how many we had.
We got a lot. Don't we need to wrap up the season with
the top 16 top 16s?
Yeah.
Yes. I forgot to get the pictures organized, but I can do that.
You had one job.
I can do that in seconds. It's no big deal. All I got to do is anyway, I know what I got to do. They're all in one folder except for like three of them. No big deal. It'll take me minutes.
And those three are probably suck worthy. So
we had a lot of worthy top 60s, I think. But what I want to know is, you guys have had some time to think about this, I hope, but what was your favorite moment in 2020? Like,
Dying from COVID.
Not COVID.
That was my favorite part.
I mean, what are the funniest things? I mean, if you look back, we had so many that we cracked up, but like the conversation with Joe Veltri.
That was just...
Right?
Perfect.
So... What I want you to think about here too is what was your favorite? Who was your favorite guest of the year? Who was your favorite? What was your favorite moment of season two? And also, I want you guys to think, because I know my favorite guest, and I hate to do it like this. I love all my guests, but my favorite and most fun guest, and it's, you know, I won't say it at the moment, but I want you guys to think about that.
I think the. For the entire, you know, War Room channel, not just looking at rambles, but my favorite thing was the Panacon.
The Panacon.
Yeah, that was. I mean, I wasn't there for the full 24. I was only there for the last 18. But man, that kicked some ass having all those people on. I really, really. Was disappointed when I didn't get to sit with Big Rich Clark.
Yeah. Yep.
It was awesome.
He's going to, just pay attention to this coming week.
What's that?
Just say that. I'm quarantined. Pay attention to this coming week. There might pop something up there. Haven't got an answer, but there might be something coming this week since I'm quarantined myself. Which I probably should mention. I was quarantined because I train people for a living, and two different people I trained last week before Thanksgiving tested positive Friday morning. So
sounds like they tested positive for a throat punch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
what work? Punch the teeth.
Well, I mean, I don't have any symptoms whatsoever. I'm negative, rapid test and everything. So, I mean, it's amazing that I made it through it like that. But, you know, it's still I'm quarantined because I had the exposure. But since work put me in that position, they said they would pay me. So it's like having vacation.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I talked to Richard Clark, and I sent him a couple messages, and it sounds like I might be able to meet with him next week during the day. So
that's cool.
But it's not 100%. So just look for the, you know, the.
You know that super awesome host you have that sleeps during the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You might want to give him a call.
Who's that?
I hear that dude is a big fan of Rich Clark's.
Who is?
The guy that's sitting right below you.
Me, jackass!
I know that. Oh, man.
Jackass.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
Jackass.
It is eating a great big shit sandwich. Look at its teeth. It's got poop all over the place.
80% of people are asymptomatic. Yes, and Mad Dog, that's probably what I am. That's what Mad Dog said here. I know I am. But
what are you? Hello.
Well, anyway, so
Donna was my wife was in quarantine because, you know, being with me after testing positive, and she went full two, almost 3 weeks in quarantine with zero symptoms.
Yeah, and that's crazy. But let's not make this about COVID, damn it.
Yeah, COVID sucks.
Anything can happen tonight. So here's what's going to happen. I have the top 16s right here right now. You guys want to go through what the top 16s were? And
let's do it.
Reminisce. So we did a couple for World War II. Actually, we did three for World War II.
Stop, I thought we did four.
I think it was only three, and A Bridge Too Far won that. I didn't get a picture of that because I didn't, you know, I didn't start like taking pictures of my seeds because I was writing them down instead of typing them up. But A Bridge Too Far won. I don't know what we did in between that. It might be on this notebook.
Well, and you know, rightfully so.
No, it's not.
That is never organized.
I am now, but. I have here, according to my phone, I have 16. So 16 top 16s. What do you know? Look at that. We can put this in a bracket if you guys want to, but
do it.
Make it happen. And David Hall says Mini Wormut loves the top 16s.
Yes, he does.
Positive PCR. I think, honestly, the top 16s is what brought him on.
That's what I heard.
He hated him so much. Look at all that. He took a piece of that.
Intensely disliking top 16s.
Yeah. Top 16s were just so awesome.
You're so full of shit. You were the first person to go, this is stupid.
It used to be the top 10.
Well, the choices you guys made were right. Freaking.
You're right, Bob. It was the top 10.
Look here, Mr. Top 16 Vacuums. Good Lord.
Hold on. Let's go through them.
Here, that was entirely your idea, Mr. Wormut.
So the first one I have here is our top. Do you guys remember our top 16 superheroes and who won that?
No.
Do you guys remember it?
I don't remember who won.
You want to know the choices? We had Batman, Jessica Jones, Quicksilver, Linda C. Wonder Woman, Space Ghost, Dayman, Captain America, Black Widow, Spider-Man, Charlie Cox, Daredevil, Harvey Birdman, Mighty Mouse, Superman, Thor, Zombie Wolverine, and Captain Underpants.
Yeah, buddy.
It was Underpants, wasn't it?
What?
Underpants, huh?
No, Black Widow won that one. Black Widow was our top 16 superhero.
She's a topper.
Only because her ass looks hot in black leather.
So what do you think our top 16 snack food is?
Butterfinger.
That's right. You got that. No. We did snack foods early.
Oh, that's right. Snack foods, not candy bar.
Yeah. So
if I remember correctly, didn't it not end up being like ice cream or something?
Yeah. You're really close. It was it was chocolate ice cream. But we have things like I don't know what double stuff Oreos, I guess. DS Oreos, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Reese's peanut butter cups, jalapeno chips, pork ramen noodles, taco Doritos.
That sounds like a wardrobe choice.
Skittles, cashew clusters, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Wasn't beer on there?
I think that was a different one, McMurray.
Okay.
Because I have top 16 sci-fi movies. Do you guys know who won that one?
Star Wars.
No, we excluded Star Wars from that list. Yes, we did. Specifically.
Yes, we did.
So we had Serenity, Star Trek Wrath of Khan, Akira, Alien, Evolution, Passengers, Saturn V, Tomorrow Never Dies, Wing Commander, The Last Starfighter, Transformers 1985, Weird Science,
Why are you looking? Why are you looking like that?
I don't know. Dune.
That's a great movie.
Black Hole, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Blade Runner, and there you go. And the winner is
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. Yep.
So, real quickly.
Yes.
When the movie The Black Hole came out,
mm-hmm.
we were my family, my mom, dad, my brother were visiting my grandparents in my mom's hometown, and my mom had made a comment about how we were going to go see it when we got home or something. She said, "Oh, really? What's it about?" And without missing a beat, without dropping a breath, my mom said, "About a black prostitute."
Wow.
And my grandmother just looked at my mom and said, "Beth."
Jeez. So, favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
You remembered.
Pepperoni's the gold standard.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have one that has Al Pacino, Ryan Reynolds. Oh, favorite male actor. Top 16 male actor of all time. Ben Batch won that.
Who the fuck is Ben Batch?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
All this talk of candy and treats. Kelly the Brock.
How could that not be Clint Eastwood?
Was I dead that day?
I certainly wasn't dead.
Yeah. Was I like not there threatening everybody about John Wayne or what? Like,
no.
That was bad.
I don't know what's going on, but I feel like this is not Jay's fault.
Top 16, according to Rocky's Room, best actress of all time. You guys remember who that is?
Christina Hendricks?
No, we had Lupita Nyong'o.
Who?
Andy Lupita McDowell. Nyong'o. Molly Ringwald. Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, Sarah
Michelle Gellar, Helen Mirren, Rachel Weisz, Dame Judi Dench, Scarlett Johansson, Sigourney Weaver, Jamie Lee Curtis, Natalie Portman, you guys, and Carrie Fisher.
God damn, with that list, it makes me seriously concerned that any guys have had a boner since like 1990.
Hey, modeling
is first grade. Best actress, not hottest actress.
Modeling for Advantage has joined us tonight. Hello, evening.
I agree, man.
A lot of respectable people. Good time to join in.
And it says Cumberbatch. Are y'all on crack?
Right, exactly.
Charlize Theron won that.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron.
I love that commercial where she comes out of that water and stuff and she's walking towards
it. Easy there, buddy.
Stay on there, warm
up. Go eat your chocolate cake.
So it's top 16 kids' toy of all time. You guys remember this one?
Lawn darts.
And lawn darts are on there. Army Men, Lone Star, Hot Wheels, Star Wars, toys, Transformers, Kim Set.
Was
Voltron.
Beer on
there? No, beer was not on this. But you know who won? Micro Machines.
What?
Yep, Micro Machines won that.
Micro Machines.
And it
I
went up.
Did not
G.I. Joe went up against Micro Machines.
That
and
was
Micro
lame.
Machines
G.I. Joe.
I'm only doing this for Mini Warmut's pleasure. I mean, he really, you know, is loving this. And the best candy bar of all time, of course, we know is Butterfingers. The best Western of all time, that was Joe Veltri's episode, because I'm looking at this and it has Fifel Goes West on there.
That's the one that tripped Warmut to the point where he.
Oh, I had a commitment that man.
He exploded.
That chat room was going crazy.
Oh, and then he says, "Okay, redeemed with Charlize." Yep. So it was the good and bad and the ugly that won that time. And what's funny is we did that again, did we not?
Yes.
Well, we put it in as a conglomeration of
that's right.
The trilogy.
Won twice. It won twice.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
No.
Kind of. It's still in the trilogy.
The trilogy didn't win.
Oh, it didn't. You're right. So the one that I know McMurray did not make was the best tank, World War II tank of all
time. Yeah, that's because that one was full of brain aids. Like, you guys are sitting here like, oh, this is a tank destroyer. That worked. What a, in the end, you got to the right place.
The M4 Sherman won that.
Yeah, you got to the right place. You just took, like, the most circuitous, like, poop and cranium route to it. Like...
The fact that there were any Italian tanks in there at all is a crime against humanity.
That was bad. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. What about horror films? Tanks. Top 16 horror films. I think Mini Warm-Up was on here for that one.
Didn't Arnold Stupid win that one?
The Thing won that one.
Oh.
It was Dracula versus The Thing. So.
Then it sounds like Mini Warm-Up was here.
Yep.
Or no, you say The Thing won or The Thing voted?
The Thing.
Son of a bitch, McNugget.
Bazing, got him.
He calls him McNugget.
Bazinga.
Todd is remaining respectfully quiet to maintain plausible deniability here. That's pretty impressive. That's a good idea.
The top 16 post-apocalyptic movies of all time, I think is what we called it, but our... I think that was look, because we have The Matrix, 12 Monkeys, Zombieland, I Am Legend, The Maze Runner, and I don't have a title on this. Judge Dredd was in it.
Yeah, it's, you know, post-apocalyptic or dystopian movies.
Yeah. Mad Max won that one.
Yeah.
It was The Matrix versus Mad Max, and Mad Max won that one.
As it should.
And the real Mad Max, not the remake.
Yes.
The fourth Mad Max is great. This last one?
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying the original one, as it should have.
Yeah, it's not. It's no Road Warrior. I'll give you that much. But
what a lovely day! What a lovely day!
Yeah, witness me.
So we did our naval wargaming episode, which was our most popular wargaming topic. By the way, McMurray, just wanted to point out to you. The top 16 best naval movie, I guess you can call it, because I don't have a title on here. Master Commander won that, and rightfully so. That was an amazing movie. So. Yeah,
couldn't argue. What was it up against?
It went Hunt for Red October versus Master and Commander.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had things like Das Boot and Jaws. Jaws was on there. The African Queen.
That one almost made me flip my table.
Yeah, that's a freaking fish story. Some nutsack recommended on that one. Some nutsack said Pearl Harbor that day.
Yeah, the guy in the upper left corner.
Yeah.
You said Jaws? Man?
And Jaws is on there because Jaws...
No, switch that shit back.
They've got boats. They're in the ocean. Like, that counts, man. Well, it's been a great movie. All four of them. The first one, though.
That is all the ones I took a picture of or captured on my phone. So I think there was a couple more in there. Like, we did World War II. I know we did something else in between World War II, and I can't remember what it was. But it was pretty great. So now, that was top 16. So who was your favorite guest of this year? We know McMurray's answer, but...
Whoa. You do?
Of course.
Who is it?
Probably Richard Clark.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, probably Richard Clark. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool, man.
Oh, you know what? Another thing we had new this year was the Atari's Adventure podcast. I was not planning on that happening. It just kind of organically worked out. And Not Jay got into Antares, which is crazy. That was a cool thing. I mean, heck, anything can happen now. Todd's into 28. Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah,
playing board games.
That is pretty cool, Not Jay. Now put it down.
Nice. He's proud of that. No one who knows anything about tall ships enjoyed that movie. It's the Fury of Naval Warfare. Okay.
That's pretty fun.
Can confirm.
Can confirm. My favorite guest, the person that I had the most fun talking to, and it wasn't during a ramble, and it's not because I'm doing things for him or anything like that. It's Knuckle Duster. It's Forrest. I think Forrest was the most laid back, fun conversation that we had on the show in a long time. And I have a lot of favorite guests, and I will speak about them throughout the show or whatever. But I think I had the absolute most fun with Forrest on.
I really enjoyed hanging out with Joe Sola as well.
Oh, yeah. Joe's always good. Veltri. Joe Veltri is good, too.
They were all good.
Anybody else? Anybody else want to throw it in there? Favorite guest? Come on.
Thomas Foss.
Who's that, Woodrow?
Oh, yeah, Thomas Foss.
Thomas Foss was cool. Yeah,
Thomas Foss and Jay Wiley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Wiley is always.
Yeah, not that other Jay?
Like, he's a hack.
You couldn't even toss him a bone there? Okay.
Hey, contractually, I'm no longer able to speak of him.
Oh, okay.
Well, from you, not him.
Well, of course. That's the veteran war gamer. It's Jay Arnold. That's his brother. You know, it's not Jay.
Yes, the actual Jay. It's like Slim Shady, but more fun.
Right?
The real Jay.
All right, so Todd.
I said Thomas Foss.
Yeah. Talk about what would you like about Thomas Foss?
His creativity. Cool eyes. The creativity that he uses with just taking stuff from the historical kind of look and stuff and then putting them into the look of the miniatures is pretty awesome. And just the depth of his thinking on his games that he makes. It's pretty awesome. It was inspiring.
Very cool. Bob, who's your favorite guest?
Anybody from Lucid Eye.
Joe?
Yeah, anytime we have anyone from Lucid Eye, yeah, I'm always there. You know that.
Yep. Mini Warmut. Since you've only been with us about half the year, can you tell us your favorite show that you watched before you were on the show? Or are your favorite guests, man?
Oh, mine's going to have to probably be with you, with Forrest. And it's not really, yeah, the games, but, I mean, he busts out the fiddle. And I could see him and I talking at, like up here north in Cave Creek here in the valley, we'd be talking Western and the history of it. Oh, it'd be great. That was so awesome.
Yeah, the history for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, Richard Clark was amazing too. I mean, McMurray, I'm going to talk to you about him in a minute. But, you know, the amount of detail that he puts in his miniatures and the history, you know, coincide, and you can really tell that about a miniature market, you know, miniature manufacturer is whether they know their shit or not. You know, I mean, it's plain and simple. You know, they research it for a little bit. No, yeah, we got this okay, but he really does with the details on the miniature. You can it's spot on. You know,
so. I think that's what I like about Richard Clark. Also, mm-hmm. I mean, every single game that they produce, they dive deep into the history of that time frame, and like their, you know, their slogan says, you know, play the period, not the rules.
No, half the time when you're looking at their pint size campaigns, it's ridiculously, specific and detailed, and it's because they've been standing there, walking around the sites that they're describing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fantastic. Like, you can't. That's hard to beat, man.
So your favorite guest was Richard Clark, and why would you say that is your favorite guest, McMurray?
I don't. I mean, it's hard. I don't really want to say I had a favorite guest. There's probably five or six of them that if they ever called me were like, "Hey, I need you to fly out here so we can hang out." I probably would do it. Like,
I would do it with just about every one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of our guests. I don't always ask a ton of questions, but I can't think of a time when, you know, we got done with the show and it was like, I was a dickhead, you know? Let's see here. God, I really enjoyed Joe Veltri. Joe Veltri is a delightful person.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Veltri too. I've always liked his videos about Battle Group and stuff. So.
Yeah, and I really like,
You can get lost in his eyes.
You can. You can get lost in his rule sets, too. And then I was really excited by, I think it was Thomas Foss talking about the jousting game he's coming out with the big...
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Stuff like that. Stuff like Joe talking about, again, all his games. It's encouraging when we have a guest that really gets into it.
He just wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he
Jesus Christ, Waffle.
Well, I was going to talk about my... Can I talk about my least favorite guest?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
It's Waffle. Yeah, we all look stupid next to him, so I just want to...
next to everybody, Todd. What's your point?
So, he more than anybody is like, well, okay.
I got to play something for Todd.
Because you were watching Prawn.
Oh, I got it wrong. It's the wrong one. Sorry.
You be very careful there.
I got the wrong one.
Mr. Stoney, watch yourself. Open up Pandora's shoebox. It's going to be a bad day.
Oh, I probably should test them out before I upload them because I had that one marked incorrectly, apparently. So that was awesome.
Anyway, Waffle was amazing, though. He was fun to get on here and just talk about stuff.
Yeah, he's just a normal dude who does ridiculously extraordinary work with a paintbrush, kind of like Bob.
And he's a fan of ours.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's super cool.
He's a really nice guy.
And now he got Bob. I don't know if he got Bob, but Bob's now using oils and stuff.
Yeah, man.
I'm using oils right now.
Yeah, what about the dude during the 24-hour thing who got on and was like, no, you don't know how to use oil paints. I'm sorry. You can see.
Yeah, that guy's a jackass.
that may be jackass award of the year.
Oh yeah,
jackass.
I think what I found most, I don't want to say exciting, but most intriguing is that every single one of our guests has come back and said, A, this is the most fun I've had on any type of a podcast type situation.
Yeah.
And B, they come back to us saying, I love watching your shows now because you never know who's really out there. I mean, obviously, the folks that are texting us, while we're live. But, we don't know who is watching us after the fact. And the fact that Jay Wiley takes the time to either A, watch us live,
mm-hmm.
or B, go back and watch after the game is over, I think that's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Also, because he's awesome and his games are amazing.
Well, there is that.
And it's weird because I it's just like with this show is I don't expect to meet some of the people that I meet and become such good friends with them. I mean, I didn't expect that this group of guys here would be my best friends, Bob especially. Bob's been a mentor of mine really for over 2 years now. Me and him started this whole thing.
Yeah.
And we're probably, Bob, I bet you anything, I'm probably right around 500 to 600 episodes. I'm just sitting, shooting the shit. It was a long time ago,
four
man.
Years ago, something like that, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's like almost five, I think. 4 or 5, maybe.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, because I came in about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, you were about 2.5. Todd's been around so long.
And it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I mean.
Todd's been around
that guy from Arizona, so yeah, I mean, we're almost rock bottom.
It's when I was playing Bolt Action.
Yeah, because you and I did a couple live plays of that game. Remember?
Yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah, only goofs play Bolt Action now.
Right.
But, Todd and I. Yeah.
That was 2016.
If anybody says I like that game.
It was 2016, so it's about 4 years ago. Yeah,
Bolt Action isn't bad for a game.
It's not.
It's fun.
I just had to throw a jab at myself and Todd at the same time.
But what I was trying to get to was is Mr. Wiley and I've become pretty good friends. I mean, we talk about his game all the time and other stuff, you know. So it's like through this show, I've met some amazing people that I never would have met otherwise, you know. Sean Carpenter, you know, Thomas Foss, Joe Veltri, Joe Sella, Richard Carlisle. I mean, I've been friends with him for a long time, and he came on, you know, talking about Sarissa stuff. He was originally one of the, you know, guys that Antares, you know, and I followed them where they've gone, and now he's over at Sarissa. It's awesome, you know. We've had Rick Priestley on. We've had Andy Hobday. We've had, you know, lots of amazing guests. Not necessarily this year, you know, but.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of people who might be watching but don't always comment,
mm-hmm.
Luke Fellows, when you see this, love, 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 please come talk to us.
Luke Fire Fellows. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fire shit.
David Hall says the Gaddis Lee show was a good one.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a good show.
That was a good show. Yeah, I forgot about that. Dave Hall's been around forever with us, and we need to throw some appreciation to David Hall. David, we love you, man. Thank you so much for watching us. We're gonna give you a special Jackass reward. This one's for David Hall.
Jackass.
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 Jackass. We have one of those for Dave Mack too, but he'll get it later.
Yeah.
What, like always?
Modeling for Advantage. He's been poking around for this year.
Modeling for Advantage.
Bolt Action has its issues for sure, but you solve most of them by ditching its list building rules, and the other half is playing against humans, not jerks. Yeah.
Well, and that's probably.
And tears falling for Dave.
I think as far as games go, not playing against jerks is the number one way to have a good time playing a game.
Yeah, we played Mini War Mutt. No, it was fun. Oh man, Todd, talk to us, man. What has been? You've been with us for a long time, and I haven't heard from you. You've been quiet over there. I noticed your robe is on.
Yeah, Todd, talk to us.
Looking spiffy, sir. For you, what keeps drawing you back here? I mean, what about
boredom?
Yeah, boredom maybe.
Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement. Yes.
I don't know. I'm just a sucker for, you know, you brought Brian on. I couldn't stay away.
Yeah.
Sure. He's pretty, isn't he?
I just can't say no.
He's pretty.
I don't know. It's a good, it's a good motivator for painting. Cause I don't really like doing it that much. So that's a good, I mean, that's not why I come on, but it's, it's fun to, you know, it's a fun way to do it, even though I'm not painting right now, but,
I think what Not Jay said has a lot of validity. I think that every time a guest comes on, and I hear this personally, they message me saying, that was so much fun. He said, I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Joe. Joe said I was scared to death. But once we just got into it, it was the most fun he had on any podcast he's ever been on. So
I think that every time a guest comes
on. What was that?
Sorry.
Thanks for
Wardrobe's being watching the Twitch.
He's playing against a jerk. Mad dog.
You're right there.
What?
But I think that once the people come and join us, you're right, they do come back. This is a fun atmosphere. This is a fun podcast. This is a podcast that's just sitting down, hanging out, and, you know, talking with your buddies, you know. And Todd, I mean, you've been one of them, Bob. You know, I'll say a lot about Todd. Todd, you played nothing but World War II games, man. But you've made an effort. You've played Gangs of Rome with us. You've played Antares with us. You know, so you've expanded, right? You even came over and played, what was it? Lord of the Rings.
Yes, Lord of the Rings. Yes,
Lord of the Rings, the dwarves.
He got his ass hammered during Antares.
Mm. That's awkward.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Oh, he's got a gloat, Todd. He's got a gloat.
It's fine.
Hey, only because I don't win that off on games like
he's
that.
He's got to take a victory so we can get him.
I did want to remind everybody we're going to be playing with Wiley tomorrow. We're special guests of his tomorrow to play on COVID Prime.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We need to put Myling for Advantage's comment up there.
I'm about to in a second here. I assume Todd was here for his boyish good looks. Same reason Mini Wormont is blanked off.
Wow.
Richard Gervais.
Gosh.
Your boy.
He's got nowhere else to go.
Harsh.
Very cool. Do you guys have any like funniest moments or anything like that you want to mention? Like something that...
The two that always come back to my mind when I start thinking about the season is Jelly Donuts and Dinosaurs.
Jelly Donuts and Dinosaurs.
and both of those are attributed directly from McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Just speaking from the heart, guys. Speaking from the heart. Jelly Donuts are near and dear to my heart, and Dinosaurs are pretty stinking cool, man.
I think I'm going to share a McMurray story here, you guys. So,
oh, yikes.
I was in the hunt to sell my bolt action stuff. And true story, this is how I met McMurray, okay? I had lots of stuff, and McMurray was interested. So I met him up at a QT, right? It was a QT? I think it was a QT.
Yeah. It wasn't game night at 8083.
No, it wasn't.
Standard Road or whatever the hell it is.
Watson Road. It was not Watson at. Road.
There you go.
Game night, 8380 Watson Road, where we get all our miniature things from if you're in St. Louis. Yeah, game night. Okay.
Yeah. QT is basically like roadside meccas in St. Louis. They're flush across the state. I know they're across the state.
It's Quick Trip. It's a gas station. And we ended up talking for what, like 45 minutes to an hour?
Basically until your son was like, we got to go.
Yeah, my son was with me, and he's like, Dad, can we please go now?
Alex or Eli?
Alex.
The evil one.
Tell the one without a soul to shut up and go sit in the car.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, damn. Okay.
So we had a really good conversation, and I said, hey, would you think you'd be interested in joining us just to, you know, BS on the show? And I remember everyone, all of the hosts. Yes.
Yep.
We have fun.
Yes. Yes. It was Bob.
We have seasons in the sun.
Yeah. Oh, we have fun.
But Jelly Donuts was the most epic thing, and it was the first thing we did. I mean, can you imagine if we would have done that live?
Oh, right out of the gate, dog.
That would have been really close to Fish Assholes. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that the last?
That was the last. Chat? Yeah, that was the last.
Yeah, that was the last Paint Chat before we went to this.
Yes. It was Tabletop Commanders After Hours Paint and Chat. And if we didn't get kicked off, we would have.
Yep.
We're talking about SpaghettiOs. And anyway. But Dinosaurs. I particularly enjoyed McMurray talking about dinosaurs for 45 minutes.
Hold on. Ruben from the UK says he's got to go to bed. Thank you for watching. Catch the rest of it later, man.
Thank you.
We'll see you Sunday, next Sunday, right? He's always watching Antares.
Yeah, the Antares pod. I believe we're going to do it either next Sunday or the Sunday after that.
So, Ruben, thank you. It's
thanks
appreciated.
For coming, buddy. Bye, Ruben.
Bye, Paul.
He's one of those silent listeners. Bye, Ruben. I mean, I know we've got a lot of people who watch afterwards, the next day over in the UK. And maybe we should do a special Jackass Award for all those guys who watch later, right?
Yeah.
Jackass.
All right. There we go. Thank you, guys, for the ones in the UK that watch later. We don't get a lot of comments on the rambles itself, because I guess they kind of, unless like it's something strong, something that like we have a hardcore topic about, and they want to add something to it. We've talked about some pretty hardcore stuff too.
Yeah, some real hardcore stuff, Matt, like miniature companies and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're never going to say anything to that.
Sorry, I'll be quiet.
I mean, we've talked about controversial stuff, like historical accuracy. Look, oh my God, really?
What?
Bag with eyes. Yeah, there you go. All right. Maybe what? That's in a, he's wearing a bag over his head with, he cut out the eyeballs.
I don't believe it.
There you go.
Well, okay, he sure is. Actually, you can leave your camera on now that you're doing that.
Son of a...
They got a rivalry now. One of them calls him McNugget.
Dude, I'm your Huckleberry. Let's do this. I'll roast you like a pig, boy.
Only we talked about the new normal. I remember that episode where we talked about COVID and the new normal and how everything just changed all of a sudden and now how different it is now.
Yeah, and it's I want to go back to playing games in 83-80. Watson Road, a game night every Tuesday night. As soon as you know,
I mean, can you imagine how much PTSD we're going to have from this going back to the game stores? I mean, I don't use that word.
You see one guy go and you're gonna scatter like roaches,
right? Or somebody coughing.
You're mistaking like sheer terror for just pure unabashed joy.
Wallingford Advantage says the man is a comedy genius. Well, we need to know which one.
But yes,
McMurray.
It's obvious.
The unknown comic returns.
I remember him.
The unknown comic.
There's only three on the screen right now who would actually know who that is.
I would assume that's some sort of geriatric thing.
Yeah, McMurray. It's a geriatric thing.
We're in lockdown here in the UK and can't even give people over
to people. Have
people have.
Yeah. Matt, take a breath and
shut up.
Read slowly.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, it did say gave and not have. So
It's a simple typo. It happens all the time. Context clues.
Yes.
Thanks, me more, Matt.
I love you, Kaiser.
No, I mean I can see even at work, like before COVID. You would go to work with a fever. I got to go to work. I can't call in sick, whatever. Fever. Now you call them, hey, I got a fever. They're like, okay, stay home. Get a test. Let us know in 3 days. You know, and before, I think after this, it's completely going to change that policy, even in a game store. You know, if you have a fever, do not walk in. You know, if you have, it's going to be different. It's definitely
going to
be different.
I foresee the YMCA here in Pike County, Missouri. They actually have a wall-mounted thermal reading thermometer, and I mean, you gotta sit up next to it, and if you've got a fever, they don't let you in. I foresee that happening in a lot of places.
Not sure I know how many times I gotta tell you this. Bring your cowbell. It'll get figured out.
Yep.
Wrap your little buttons on the tablet and sausage fingers. My hey,
Kaiser, ones. Those are called bangers, not sausages. Banger fingers.
I know that's what they're called in England, but damn, that's just wrong.
Well, don't you like to call him a banger in your mouth? Banger, I hardly know her.
I knew that was headed that direction.
I don't know what you're expecting.
That's hilarious, McMurray. I was supposed to say that tonight. I was supposed to find a spot to say that.
To say perfect. Banger, I hardly know her?
You set it up.
Banger, yeah, whatever, I hardly know her. It doesn't matter.
If not McMurray, who? If not now, when?
I mean, again, Todd, the night is young.
There I'll find another moments. Inappropriate place to say it. That's why I was looking for an inappropriate place.
Now it's just a challenge. Like, who can be more inappropriate without pushing the terms to YouTube for YouTube?
Right. Please. And thank you. is there anything else about season two you guys want to talk about or say so we can just put it behind us?
Thank you to the fans.
I mean, thank you to the listeners or anything. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you to listeners. We're like, Well, then we'd just be a bunch of morons sitting here talking to our computers, which we are anyway. But
we are a bunch of morons. Okay.
Yeah, but the validation of people.
Other morons.
Other morons watching us.
Hey, you can
and, our and we say that in the most loving people. Way to our viewers.
Our viewers are respectable people.
Unlike us.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about you or me. Yeah.
I would say another thing I like about season two is you're getting some games on.
Yeah.
That's been cool in a little bit more organized way as opposed to mine that are just kind of, you know, let's go live and play a game. You kind of put some thought behind them. And I think that's been a cool thing. And I mean, my Lord, have we promoted Wiley Games? It's like just really been good for him.
Yeah, and I mean it's not the only one I've been promoting, but
no, I know, but
I'm not doing it because, you know, he's paying me or anything, that's for sure. I've enjoyed it.
We do it out of love.
I love doing it. Yeah. I mean, I absolutely love doing it.
What are some other games we've played, though? I mean, I know we've played others, but I'm just trying to remember what they are.
Well, I mean, I can tell you we've played 6 games live. We played one not live, and that was The Ranch. That was our first episode. Or not episode, but that was our first try at The Ranch, you know, playing Cowboys and stuff. I don't think we played any other games this year, did we?
Oh, has it just been the Wiley games? Okay.
It's just been the Wiley.
Yeah, so far.
Okay.
I think.
But I mean, that's not all. Gunfighter's Ball is going to be next. I've got Savage Core in line for Wednesday.
Yeah.
If we can do it. I haven't really spoke to you guys about it, but I was going to see if you guys wanted to try Savage Core. And all it is 7 cards and Notch A. I'm going to take pictures and he's going to put it all in one PDF and send it to you guys. And it's going to be, I mean, featuring Black Market Studios Maisons that he painted. They're beautiful. We got aliens. We got not Nazis, futuristic Nazis looking guys. We got some naked Aztecs or Incas or something. We got simians, monkeys. Corlocks. I mean, so many armies painted for Savage Core. Why not play that? You know,
I'm painting another one for you right now, buddy.
And he's getting Neanderthals, the Red Simians, the Winter Zombies. Winter Amazons, right?
I think a couple of those. I got some apes. I got these. These aren't Neanderthals. They are the other caveman faction. One of them's a Neanderthal.
And it's super simple. It's nothing complicated. Trust me. I mean, there's a phase to move. There's a phase to throw shooting attacks. There's a phase for melee attacks, and then there's a phase to see what damage at the end, you know, you do to your characters. And what's this? Was there any dressing to that ranch?
Oh, so we played a ranch game.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Thanks, David Hall. And we're not done. I mean, I'm going to say this now, and I should have said that, you know, at the beginning, but we're not done completely. The rambles are just going to stop until February 1st. The first weekend in February is going to be our first episode, and we have a humongous guest planned for that. That's all I'm going to say about that.
He's like 7 foot tall, 400 pounds.
He's a giant.
John Walker's coming back on?
Who?
John Walker's coming back on?
No.
That'd be cool.
It's a really huge guest.
Huge.
It's going to be huge.
Huge. It's going to be huge. No, he's a really big guest that you're not going to want to miss. And that's kind of us transitioning and talking about season 3. But just because our rambles are over doesn't mean we're going to stop content. So we're going to have some thoughts from the war room more than likely. We're still going to continue that. That's in season 1 still. I think we'll do another season of that after every 2 years, because it's a super focused topic, silly discussion like dinosaurs, Lego. I mean, what thoughts did we do this year? I didn't even think about that. We did Legos, dinosaurs. Oh, what else did we do?
I had a lot of
silence.
Yeah, the sound of silence.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You don't remember any of our thoughts of the war room?
No, they were.
Nope. Oh, thoughts of the war room?
Dude, you're the one that runs the show. I'm just here for content.
Right. Well, let me look at the playlist here.
As soon as we're done,
yeah,
I like, I'm over.
Right.
Ryan just comes in and wheels them out.
Kind of like school.
Friend requests, game mechanics. Are you talking about stuff like that?
Oh, gross. Oh. The movies?
Okay. Thoughts on the – oh, yeah, we'll talk about the movies. Yeah, Contrast Paints was our very first Thoughts of the War Room. Then we talked
about – that went over like a lead balloon.
Oh, yeah. And then we did Hobby Budget. The Hobby Budget. Basing Solutions was our third episode. The New Normal, which was a Thoughts. We did Dinosaurs, Lego, Activation Mechanic, the Activation Mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
And What We Won for Christmas. So those were the Thoughts on the War Room episode. And I love the first one here, the picture. It has contrast paints, and it has a picture of Not Jay and a very concerned look. That's the thumbnail.
Seems very fair.
Yeah, how about those movies?
Oh, yeah, movies.
Terrible movie reviews.
That was the dumbest
idea. Oh, God.
I hate you assholes, because I was the only one that watched every single one of them.
Except,
you assholes.
I still want my 4 hours back.
There was one you did not watch, not Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Friend request.
The friend request. Yeah. Nope.
That movie sucked. Just Harry Moosecock. Jesus.
Well, now we can watch them together on that Facebook app. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we can all leave the Facebook group is what Todd's saying.
The Claymation Dinosaur Aliens movie?
Way better than Friend Request.
Dude, that thing was I
remember Todd's notes.
Yeah, Todd took a notebook.
Yeah.
Right. I gotta sleep. Great show, chaps. Remember, everything tastes better after you out a brush. A brush in your mouth.
What?
Okay. After you
put a brush in your mouth. Context.
I just never heard that. You need to go to bed. Go to bed. By the way, that was a good bolt action video you made recently.
Yes, it was. It was a great review there. The unboxing
one. Yeah, they do a great job over there at Modeling for
Vintage. Another guys that make me sick. Whatever.
But what I was saying before, we're not done. We're going to play more games. We're going to have our, you know, normal games and stuff like that between now and February. And we're going to have more Thoughts from the War Room. So we're not going away. It's just a Saturday show. It's just going to – we'll more than likely have a quick bang, you know, 1 hour Thoughts from the War Room or something on a Saturday night. I know a lot of planning is going into it. But David Hall, I'm asking you, because you've been around for a long time, what was your favorite episode of the year? I want to hear that. I want to know from you. And Mini Wormmutt. Before you were on the show.
Oh, before I was on the show?
Well, I don't know. What was your favorite episode? I know you said Forest Harris, right?
Oh, he's the favorite, you know, interview, whatever. Oh, come back to me.
Todd, how do you do this?
Todd, how you do this? Oh, you got to get the proper clippers.
Yeah, clippers for your
clipper. You know.
We need to talk about the first second. Look what McGuire's working on. Look what I've converted him to.
Yeah, the clippers, and then you got to drill holes in it properly. That way they always break. They break.
Look. Yeah, I got Todd to start playing bolt action, and I'm playing. About to start playing flying colors in a minute here. Next, sometime within the next month or so, when I get all these damn counters popped out.
I have stupid puns, not a mind to use for best show. Okay.
Well, I believe in you, Dave.
Well, I'm going to encourage everybody who watches this later. I want you to, you know, put in your comments. What do you love about season two? What do you hate about season two? I don't care what it says. It's fine. You can be evil. I don't care. Just let us know. What would you like to see next year? And we've talked about season two. If you guys got nothing else, he said the naval episode was good, as I recall. So,
of course it was. More McMurray and me, less Matt.
Of course, the one episode I don't give a crap about. No, I'm just kidding. The one I knew nothing about, McMurray. Everybody knows what all liked about. Okay.
Come on.
What?
Yeah, that's you, McMurray. It says McMurray, RWR McMurray. Yeah.
I don't feel like it misspelled the name of the guy's name.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Butylus the Greek, the father of Priapus.
Okay, all right. So we talked about season two. Are we ready to put it behind us?
Yes, shoot that horse.
Bang.
Goodbye, season two.
Bye.
Bye. We're done. Yay. All right.
What are we going to do for season three?
Thank God.
Season three is actually going to be a lot busier. We're actually going to be doing 1 month out of the year, or out of the month. I'm sorry, two shows a month are going to be on a Sunday instead of on Saturday night. And we're going to do them during the day. So our four correspondent and Mr. Carl said he'd join us too.
Mr. Carl?
Carl Meritz from Mezzo's Minis.
Yeah! What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Carl's the
best. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Carl's awesome.
The beard.
Although Carl can't ship to the U.S. anymore. That really sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. He'll figure it out. But he will be on. John, we'll be able to get our U.K. audience, so we'll catch us live, you know, to listen to our ignorant asses, our jackasses, you know. So that'll be next year. That's the most important move that we're going to make there.
That's super cool. I'm really happy about that.
Another thing is I've already booked some guests. And what I mean by that is I'm trying to be more proactive about it, so I don't have to worry so much about it. David Hall, go to the grocery store and buy more seasonings. Seasons, yeah, that's pretty good, David. Did you get that, McMurray?
What?
Nothing.
We got to buy more season.
Yeah, we got to buy more season. Anyway,
for season three.
That's the first move. So two weekends out of the month, it's going to be on a Saturday night. 2 weekends out of the month, it's going to be on a Sunday in the afternoon. Also, more games. The one thing I've been wanting to do, and I couldn't do in the old room, was to schedule more games because I shared my hobby room with, you know, my kids' gaming stuff, their video games and stuff like that. So as everybody knows, I moved everything around. I have a door. You know, so I'm able to put on more live stuff. I'm able to do more with just this small table as well, camera wise and things like that. So one of the things that's going to change is we're definitely going to be playing more miniature games, not just Wily games, but which I would do that any day of the month. But we'll be playing different stuff. And Warlords of Erewhon. You know, that'll be one. Mythic Americas, Gunslinger's Paradise, Gunfighter's Ball.
Gunfighter Royale.
Gunfight Royale. Yep, it's a board game. Warlords of Erewhon, though, is something I really want to get on the table. That's something I'm really, really wanting to push forward to start playing. And Galactic Heroes. That's another thing that we're going to be playing pretty soon. So, Savage Core and Galactic Heroes are our next two games. We may refight the last game we played if Mini Wormut and Not Jay are up to it tomorrow night. I don't know. It's up to you guys. I mean, I'm quarantined, so I can't really do much. So why not? But, I mean, we're going to be playing different stuff. And if you guys like Savage Core, I'll start making some of the crazy, wacky, you know, scenery bits that go along with that game that happen. You know, like magma, lava, that sort of thing. We're going to definitely be playing more games. We're going to keep this Friday night fight or night fights thing going. We're getting a lot of good feedback. We're getting, you know, at least 150 people watching. On each one, which is great. 150 views. Thank you for that. And as we play, we'll learn something. And there's going to be some new games you guys don't know about. So there was going to be one for sure that I know some will hate, some will love. So I'm going to keep the variety.
Mother, you pull out 40K, I'm never talking to you again.
I'm not pulling out 40K. No way.
Just making sure, man.
I'm done with that, and it's not Age of Sigmar or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about that. But it's just, you know, Mythic Americas for sure is going to be, you know, something I'm going to be behind because I love the idea and the aesthetic and everything like that. And it's never been done before. But it's, you know, played with Erewhon and Beyond the Gates of Antares rules. And that's another game. As soon as this COVID is dropped, Beyond the Gates of Antares is a big game to play live. It requires a lot out of me. Like, it is more involved than me personally than Erewhon, because there's so much going on. You can't have, you know, multiple flavors. It has to be a one-on-one situation. And I would have to run it. So it'd be really tough, but if I get the gumption to it, I will do some live plays of Beyond the Gates of Antares, maybe some small skirmish games or something like that. That'll go with. God, you guys are dropping cameras like flies.
What? I'm still here. I have Erewhon stuff too that I need to, that I just put together that I need to get painted up.
And that's what we're doing. I mean, we're preparing for season three. I want a lot more models done before the beginning of season three. For sure, to get painted and things. Another new thing for season three is we're going to definitely have the top 16. We're going to bring that back. We're also going to probably do some Who Am I stuff. We'll definitely have get Sergey and Kevin on a Friday Night Fight show. Yeah, that's happening. I'm just going to say that. Galactic Heroes.
Guys, if you want to see Naval Rules, I know we had a lot of people on that episode. Mm-hmm. Put it in the comments. Tell us what you want to see.
And we'll have a Naval game. I'm sure that'll happen. It's a matter of whether everything gets unlocked or not. I mean, I would like to play some in person live, like we've done in the past. That way I ain't got to worry about so much, but moving your figures and things. I do have a couple solo games in mind to play as well, where I might try that next week. I don't know. Gunfight Royale. I might play a game solo.
Whatever, do Antares.
Live. Huh? Whatever. Do Antares. 2000. Yeah, Battle Report. 4-hour game. Yeah, I don't think people are going to stick around for that. But we are going to do some. We're going to use the models, that's for sure, for Galactic Heroes. But just to wrap that whole entire comment up, that we're going to have a lot of live plays. We're going to have a lot of pre-recorded plays, but you guys are going to have to understand that we're going to record them live on Twitch. Here's another big move. Starting in January, all of our live games will be streamed to Twitch. And Tabletop Lord says, whatever, do Antares. Yeah, I didn't see that. I thought that was David Hall. That is him. There he is. Yeah, he's listening in the background. where was I not, Jay?
Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
We're moving the live plays to Twitch only.
The live plays will be Twitch only, and that'll be in January. And I will edit the live play, and I will condense it down to a quick battle report and throw it on YouTube later, probably a week, maybe 2 weeks later. But if you want to watch us play live, it's going to be on Twitch. There's another new thing that we're doing. This is going to be brand new. It's coming soon. And I think Bob can talk about it. So I can get a drink of water. But we have a new show that's going to be coming. It's going to be Bob and I and these guys occasionally. It's going to be strictly painting oriented. And oils, highlights, that sort of thing, and maybe have some.
You're going to do a paint show that all you're doing is talking about what you're painting, kind of like what Waffle does.
Yeah, but we're going to be talking about techniques and certain things as well. You know, paints, brand of paints, that sort of stuff, and just it's more in depth highlighting, talking about that, and possibly having guests like James Waffle on to do it. And it's called Bob.
We paint things.
Pretty simple. We paint things.
We paint things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll be doing that on Twitch.
It's going to be, anything painting related, different kinds of paints, you know, different mediums, the mix with your paints, slow dry, you know, things like that. Different kinds of brushes. We'll probably get into some sculpting. Talk about painting miniatures, terrain, buildings, but it's not, you know, not gaming. I mean, it could even be, I do stuff that's not gaming related. I do busts and things like that. And people who, that's what they're into. If you're, you know, if your thing is painting, then this is going to be the show for you, because that's what it's going to be about.
Yeah, and it's not going to take anything away from our regular shows or anything, but
no, not at all. It's going to be like maybe once a month or every 3 weeks. It's not going to be every week like this show is.
Yeah, it's just going to, it's just, and we're also, we could bring Not Jay on and teach him a technique or something, or, you know, if you guys are interested in coming on, we'll shoot you on Messenger as long as you're, you know, a decent person, you know, and have
no
you on.
No jackasses.
Yeah, no jackasses.
Except for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Matt, can I announce something?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to have a painting show on the wardrobe, plays World War II. It's called Hire a Professional Painter.
Nice, nice.
That was my first episode. My only episode. Thanks, Matt, for letting me do that.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
I will have a camera, too, so that you guys can see what I'm painting, because I know I never have a camera because my camera is shit, so I'm remedying that this week.
Yeah, and it's basically, it's going to be Twitch only. I will announce it on Facebook. I'll throw the link on there and things and, you know, have a little bit of an introduction. But I will have a camera literally right here next to my head right here looking at what I'm painting right in there. Right in there. So you guys can see what I'm doing and ask questions and maybe we can help you out. And honestly, we really want to do it, not just for us, but for the beginning painters or the painters that want to do more, or even the painters that are more advanced to us that could tell us, hey, you know, we use this technique. Oh, fantastic. You know, so I've always wanted to do just about the painting or whatever. And I'm probably going to have a few sessions myself on there, just me by myself, as well as on We Paint Things, and Bob can get on there and do it on him, you know, himself as well, if he wants to. All I gotta do is set it up, Bob, and let you go, man. But you know, I think it just adds something else. We're growing, you know, I mean, just like everything else, but we want to provide you guys with more content, because we think that.
Oh my gosh,
McMurray!
What?
McNugget?
What?
Put some barbecue sauce on.
You're singing.
Sorry,
it's all right. Flashback. No. but we want to provide more content for you guys to watch and to sit and paint your miniatures. Because honestly, this is what this was designed for. This show was originally created, and Bob remembers this. And the original idea, the first time I did it, was Tabletop Commanders. And I'm going to mention it. It's Curtis. You know, he had a paint and chat where everybody just gets together and BS is online, you know. And I created this show that's like going to a wargaming store with your buddies and meeting with them every Saturday night to paint miniatures and talk about the hobby. You know, obviously you want to meet and play games. But this is like a sit down and paint your stuff and then you go play the games during the week. You know what I mean? So it's more like getting together your buddies at a war game store. And I think it's been very successful in my mind, not by viewers or subscribers and all that stuff, which I'm thankful for. But in my mind, it's more, I'm meeting so many different people in this world that I would never have met just walking into a single game store, you know, like game developers and talking to them and stuff like that. And still having that atmosphere of hanging out, you know, I mean, I know you guys gotten that feeling before too. So now let me ask you guys.
Oh boy.
So I can stop talking and other people can comment in here besides me.
I mean, it's your show.
What would you guys like to do? I mean, is there something you guys would like to do? I'm throwing you on the spot. You know, I mean, is there something that you'd like to see us do? No, are we good?
I'd like to show for
cool.
Okay, don't all talk at once. Bob, go.
You said strippers might be cool.
Oh, okay.
Strippers.
What about you, Nate?
Hey,
Well, this is show phenomenal.
I think the direction we're headed is the right one. You know, compartmentalizing a little. You know, having the live play games, doing super focused topics in the, you know, views from the war room. Having more guests, getting more guests lined up. And I think that's having the Sunday shows is going to open up quite a bit of that
we'll have jackasses
across the pond, guys.
Yeah. We have those jackasses from across the pond that can comment right away. Yeah. McMurray will love that show.
Let's do it. I will be there every week. Every week.
I'm Utah
and ready like a pizza.
How about you, Todd? What would you like to see?
I like guests. I think that's always a nice thing. Just get a different perspective and again, make us all look kind of, I was just gonna make a joke, but I think it's great to have guests on. And of course, I think the live games are good, keeping them, you know, you're getting them down to a good time, you know, 2 hours or less, hour to 2 hours is good. So
trying to,
and it'll be fun to see how it's different with going Sunday, you know, during the day. I think that'll be cool to get a different, you'll get different crowds from all over, right? From the US. People just can't watch on Saturdays for whatever reason. So.
Well, we got 10 people watching us right now that show up for the last show.
I can.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's awesome. No, I think it's fun. It's good.
Yeah, they're watching to see how badly we flame out and don't have season 3.
Right.
Damn, that's negative. Jeez, Lou.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I'll throw out a few things that I'm trying to do, and maybe it will, motivate some people to can't wait for next year. I got somebody from Warlord who's never been on the show. I got somebody from Mantic.
Oh, wow.
And who used to work at DW, I think. But anyway, I also have, some few other game developers that I can't say for sure, but Joseph McCullough, I have said that. I know that he's been wanting to. It's just he's got a tough schedule. And with the Sunday shows, that's more feasible for him. So during the daytime. And I don't discount the little guys. And what I mean by that is I'm not hunting and pecking just Warlord and Mantic. I'm saying, like, I'm going for, you know, guys like Jay Wiley, you know, small game developers that want to come on. Joe Veltri, you know, if...
Honestly, I prefer supporting those guys.
Of course,
for every time we have someone come on from Warlord, I want to see three or four, you know, small time guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to call them small time because, you know.
The smaller companies.
Well, they don't have the marketing reach the Warlord does. So
yeah, I would like to. we're not going to be exclusive because we do want Warlord to come on and have Sarissa come on, but focus on Wiley, focus on Thomas Foss, get their stuff out there.
Well, and I can say who I'm going after, and not. I know there's going to be jokes about that. I'd love to see the guys from TT Combat. I would love to see Joseph McCullough, Alessio. I'd like to have Rick Priestley come in and check up. I know Joe Sella is going to be back to check in. I know Thomas Foss and Joe Veltri and Sean Carpenter and Richard Carlisle, and Steve from Sarissa as well. There's another guy. I can't, TRG, I think is the name of the company. And I'm probably misquoting that because I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but I have a list and I go through, this list and ask him, hey, is this a good year? Is this a good time? You want to schedule something? You want to schedule something closer to, and I market to them. I know that I have people coming to me too. So I do not want to discount the people coming to me too. I'd like to have more YouTubers on. Some of the channels that we watch, like Kaiser from, you know, Modeling for Advantage, who was just talking. I'd love to have him with us sometime.
Yeah, and I bet he can come on Sunday, because I've chatted with him on Sundays. You know, it's just better for him, probably, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and that's why I'm opening up that Sunday. Because
I want to jump out. Everybody, thanks for watching. I'll see you
guys. Dude, thanks for showing up for the last episode.
Yep.
One more before you go. One more before you go.
Jackass.
All right, Bob. Ta-ta.
Yeah.
Bye, Bob.
And I know we have a certain someone working on a possible miniature for us so that you guys will be able to purchase and help the show. I still do not, I'm still not in the whole, let's do Patreon thing, you know. I still want this show to kind of be, you know, but, you know, free and all the other stuff. You don't have to put a Patreon to get a special episodes, but, I know I'm not going to do t-shirts. I'd love to do a miniature, and I'm in talks with some people about doing a miniature, and, we'll start possibly, selling those next year. That's one thing that, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to tell you what it looks like a jackass. That's what I'll tell you.
The Rocky Horror Jay miniature.
Oh, not
Jay. Oh, man. Hey. I'm not just a jackass. I'm a smart ass. Because I graduated from Central Missouri State, home of the fighting mules.
Yeah, I was about to say, home of fighting jackasses.
And you guys watching, there's 9 of you. Please throw something in there. Something you'd like to see more of, less of, besides, you know, not Jay McMurray.
Wait, what's wrong with the viewers saying you want to see more of me?
Anyway.
No. Never mind. I want to see more counterclipping.
I can go. I am counterclipping, Todd. This sucks.
But what another thing I'd love to do is have James on a lot more.
Yeah.
And, you know, he stays up all Saturday night for crying out loud. There's one shout I'll give. It's Yeji. Her name's Yeji. And she's Snickersnack Studios over on Twitch. And I've known Yeji for 5-6 years. And the Snickersnack Studios, Twitch channel, I should say. She paints chibis. I don't know if you guys have seen these things before, but she does an amazing job at it. She's a fantastic painter. I'd love to have her on sometime. You guys would love her. She's fun. Get a girl on here, man.
We have warm up like every week now.
I knew it. So warm up. I mean, you've been with us a half a season, and you've learned a lot already. I know you're our noob, but you won't be next year, will you? No.
Yeah, no. I hope not.
He's looking forward to not being the beaten post.
Oh, that's not a big deal. I don't mind that.
Are we getting a new one or what?
I'm in the hunt. I will say this to our UK fans. Since we're going to have a Sunday show, I would love to have another UK host, co-host. I'm taking auditions. No.
Harry Brothers, this is your cue. Now is your time.
Which, you know, I mean, could be Kaiser. Could be, you know what I mean? It could be.
Not Kaiser.
Anyway.
What about Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean, yes.
Like, you guys think Michael
Caine
is available?
Mr. Bean would be a little quiet.
I know I'd love to have, and I know they're listening, Tabletop Warlords, Sergey and Kevin on the Ramble next year.
Yes.
Really?
Come on and have some fun. And to play some games. So if you're listening,
gotta see some drop kicks.
If you're listening right now, and you're available for one of our Galactic Heroes episode that we're going to have this week, I will give you the time and schedule, or Savage Core, because you can play Savage Core with 8 people.
Sergey.
And I can have up to 10. You know, we could do that. So painting wise. So Nachay, I have not seen a damn brush in your hand in weeks because of COVID. Yes. But I meant even before that or now. What are you planning on painting next? Let's get into an open discussion now. Let's just shoot the shit. Season 3 is going to be amazing, guys. There's going to be new shows and new content and a new format. And McMurray's crotch cam rants are going to come back.
Oh, crap.
You weren't even around for that.
So it's going to be awesome. Nachay, what do you plan on painting next? What is in your repertoire? What do you want to do?
What's in your wallet?
Yeah, what's in your wallet?
Well, I hope to get re-inspired and paint on my Antares stuff. But I have a feeling to get to that point, I'm going to have to paint on some Star Wars stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
you just need to pick up a Star Wars figure and start painting it.
Yeah. I've got a Luke Skywalker and a Darth Vader that I haven't painted on yet. A little intimidated because it's black. They're both all black. And
yeah, I know.
Black is a bit intimidating. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, I've got this pile of
more terrain builds.
I've got this pile of Antares stuff that needs to get made.
Not Jay will paint Clan Ren.
Hey, somebody wants more terrain builds?
Yeah. Tabletop Warlord says he got plans for more terrain builds. It's Kevin, and he is a terrain build freak now. He loves it. I like building terrain too. And Mini Warbot, you're trash from trash into terrain.
Trash terrain.
Yeah. He's good at that, man.
You got any plans for that?
Terrain?
Yeah, more trash terrain. Are you gonna do some more?
Yeah, there's plenty of garbage out there.
What are you gonna turn me into, buddy?
Huh?
I'm kidding.
Hey, it's called a garbage can, not a garbage can't.
Yeah.
I was going to be a lot of that. I'm looking forward to next year. I'm hoping to get my butt up and, you know, get the courage up to get my first battle report going.
You can do it, me warm up.
Please do. Please get a game report up.
Yeah, it's probably going to be cheesy, but hey.
I got my comments all ready to go.
I will tell you what, Mini Warmut, when you came on with the robe in that video, pretending to be Todd, that was that was epic. So just so you know, Todd is one of those strategic warriors. He's pretty savage with his videos back. Let's just say that, or comments. Silence. He's like a snake. He comes in there, and, you know.
I thought you were going to say like a fart. He's silent but deadly.
Yeah, silent fart. Yeah, silent but deadly. Yes.
Oh,
won't you, Todd? Todd will take care of it.
I'm fine. Everything's good.
I don't have a YouTube channel for you to sabotage. Joke's on you.
Yeah. But I'm going to finish the rest of the Terra 9. I already got the Conqueror out of the way. I'm halfway through the Algorand.
Yeah, right now you're getting more painted than we all are.
And then I got about, I don't know, I got quite a bit more. See, I like the zombie side stuff too. So yeah. I love the zombies. So, well, when you see my battle reports, you're probably going to see a lot of epoch, you know, kind of stuff going on. So
cool.
I'm opposite right now. I normally try to paint all the figures first and then worry about terrain, and then I never get to the terrain.
Mm-hmm.
I now have 10 buildings painted for my Western stuff.
Yeah, you've been kicking butt on that stuff, man.
You pushed out that hotel ultra fast.
It was so easy. And I think I showed it in that video, too. I mean, the whole side and the back and the sides, you know, was one paint. The whole front, that yellow, was natural wood. Done. The hardest part was that green. That was it. That's what took the longest.
Cool.
And it's permanent marker. The lettering's all permanent marker and stencils.
Yeah, I can't wait for my taco van to show up.
Oh, taco van?
Yeah, I'm going to have a battle report. It's going to be raced to the taco van.
I need to know where you got that because I needed to make a...
it's just a PT combat taco van.
Yeah, I need to use that for Boromite taco van. I need to make a science fiction taco van for my Boromites.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's either... yeah, it's not Redfield, that company, but or War Cradle. I can't remember. But or it's PT Combat where they make the food booths.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna find out my battle reports are gonna relate to food.
Well, I did one year I had a plastic turkey that came with my daughter's like toy set. I think you were there, Todd. No, you weren't there, Todd. I'm sorry. But it was literally the scenario was I put that turkey in the center of the table and I said it's the fight over the turkey in the middle, and it was bad scenario, but it was funny.
There'll be some serious ones too, of course, but you know, it's fun, man. I'm kind of glad you guys introduced me into more of it. So
yeah, I'm trying to get my Western buildings done. Like I was saying, I'm going to get them done because I bought three small buildings. I'm only doing one video for those. I have three medium buildings. I'm only doing one video for those. So, like, in order for me to do those videos, I have to paint two of them, you know, and get them finished and then have one that's not. So I have examples. So it's forcing me to get my Western town painted. So I just finished another one today. It's the Boone's Dry Goods, and I'm about to paint Todd's Dry Goods building, the wardrobe. Todd's Wardrobe dry goods or whatever. That's another big building. But I want to have them all done. I want them all finished before we play another game. Because I think that total immersive town, I think what I'm lacking in my scenarios as far as like the games we play is, I don't know if you saw the table we're playing on tomorrow. He posted pictures. There's a lot of buildings in that thing. You know, not Jay. You're a mute.
Yes, there. He plays with a lot of terrain.
So I need to up it. Yeah, in my terrain. You know,
I'm nervous. Big Daddy's gonna be watching us, man.
I'm gonna. No, he's running the game.
He's not just watching. He's running the game.
I have a church that's back here. So. You can see it right there. I have that piece of terrain I need to finish. I've got a giant factory that I need to finish. And, you know, I'm going to push myself to get all this terrain painted. I have a gigantic, you know, 1600s, you know, tavern and hotel type building. I think what we're lacking in our games or that we're playing is the terrain. And I left it pretty open. And I've been afraid to add a lot of terrain because... you know, game time, you know what I'm saying? how long it'll take to play and how long it has taken to play. But I think if I do the scenario right, this many turns and then it's over, even with a lot of terrain, we could still do about 2 hours. So I'm definitely going to up the terrain game where I'm just going to start painting it and getting it out of the way. I have so much Sarissa stuff. It's growing out of my ears. So why not build it? Yeah. Oh, and also, here's something else that's coming. Street Fights of Rome. Fistful of Lead Street Fights in Rome.
Ooh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Using the Gangs of Rome miniatures. Ooh. That'll be fun. So the little mobs will have rules and everything.
We might, you might host a show fighting some standard Hex Encounter Wargamers fighting Western. We can make that happen.
Maybe. I don't know where we would get that from, though.
I wonder. We'll have to catch him in between clipping.
Yeah, Todd is prosthetizing myself out to other gamers out there to run a game. And Hex and Counter Games versus War Gamers in a game of Fistful of Lead, I think would be pretty epic. So
yeah, it'd be cool.
That'd be fun. We might do that. But I know before Christmas, around Christmas time, McMurray, we have a special Fistful of Lead that we're going to, game we're going to do for right at Christmas time. What is that, McMurray? McMurray.
Go.
He died.
I say you, he did.
Anyway, we're going to have a snowball fight between evil snowmen and little kids throwing snowballs. Fistful of Lead. What happened to McMurray?
He's probably drowning in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, he's probably on the phone. He's not muted or anything.
No.
Did he fall asleep?
No, what's going on there? I think he froze. It looks like his elbow in a weird... I'm just kind of...
Yeah,
he didn't faint or anything, did he?
I'm scared.
Maybe he's asleep.
Oh, he's not asleep. Maybe we bored him to death?
That's a distinct possibility. We are a boring group.
I think his screen froze. He's okay. Yeah, so we're going to have a snowball fight. I think that'll be
hilarious. Like dodgeball fight.
Yep, we got dodgeball as well, which weirdly is the most popular one we have. So we'll have some more hoplite dodgeball fights. Except we'll have them with hoplites and Romans, and throw some Amazons in there.
Maybe get some Neanderthals animals. Going.
Neanderthals, yeah, we could do that. It's a lot of possibilities, but I know I'm going to be up I'm going to be upping my terrain game as well. So. I'd like to get this factory out. I mean, I need it. I'd like to get what?
Boromites are a boring group as well.
Mm-hmm.
Boring. Get it?
Because they.
I guess they
bore into the rocks.
Yeah.
Dad joke.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Like the Florida State seminal vesicles.
Right. Yep. So you know how that I got that little ritual, rock ritual place and the watchtower and well, that actually is themed. I have two more pieces that go with that, that go along with that. It's more fantasy themed because there might be, I don't know, there might be something coming out Wiley that might be fantasy pretty soon. And you guys will see it here for sure. Probably before it's even available, but yeah. Oh, so that's all I got. Season 3 is going to be awesome. Our battle reports, we're going to play a lot of games between now and February. We got some big names in the wargaming world and little names that we haven't had on. Guys have wrote rules. You guys got anything else you want to talk about? Anything, or you just want to shoot the shit, or?
I'm excited for what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. And when is season 3 kicking off?
I'll give you an exact date. It's first weekend in February. So I believe it's let's see. It's the wrong way. Dead air. Okay, so it will be the 6th, February 6th.
All right.
So, and then we will do February 14th, the next weekend, which will be a Sunday.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
The 14th of February?
February?
Oh, that time don't mean anything.
What is that, on a Sunday?
No.
Wednesday. What is February 14th?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Wow.
Dang. Valentine's Day.
I don't even consider that a holiday.
Yeah, well.
I don't need one day to tell my wife I love her. Every day I tell her.
I do too, but considering that I've been married to Donna for 20 years, and we've only been able to be together maybe 4 of those days.
Oh, my God. He's already giving me crap. Fine. 6th and the 13th. And then we'll do a Sunday show 2 days in a row, okay?
I'm just saying, man.
Well, hey,
I'm
just saying. Oh, sorry. You
I don't think it's Valentine's Day in England, is it? England? You don't celebrate Valentine's Day, do you?
Yeah, so then you should do it live.
They do, but it's like in October or some shit.
Yeah, so you should
Do the show on the 14th. You'll be fine.
It's in October or some shit. I'm really getting concerned about McMurray right now.
Someone.
He's out.
Where is he at?
Yeah, hold on.
It looks like he's frozen. Because he's been in that same position for a long time now.
Is he on his phone?
Well, he's either dead or frozen. One of the two.
Or asleep.
Or asleep.
It's like that, huh? You fall asleep.
That's what I mean by that. When I said dead, I meant asleep.
Holy crap, man. One of the hosts falls asleep on our show.
Wouldn't be the first.
I just sent him a text.
Okay. McMurray, wake up.
It'd be awesome if he's been talking the whole time.
Oh, I did want to say one thing. We have people that give me a thumbs down, and I think they're trying to make a statement by being the only one or something. But thank you.
Hey, at least they watched.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I say.
But I may be doing more unboxings for you, Matt.
Oh,
okay. You know, might do that more.
Like the 30th time you've said that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
There you go. Wait, this one's for me.
Jackass.
All right, there we go. Oh, you know what, guys? I'm going to have to change this now.
There you are.
Yeah. Cool. I'm excited for season 3. I don't want to put season 2 behind us. It's been a dumpster fire of a year. So
it'd be cool to bring in one of, you know, bring in some of the chatters to play a game.
Yeah, and I'd love to do that. I know that Bob was saying there was somebody who was interested who watches the show. David Hall, I'd love for you to come on and play with us, buddy. If you're interested, we'll PM you when you got a game going that you'd be available for. Kevin from Tabletop Warlords.
Sergey.
And Sergey. Yep. Yep. That wild-haired maniac.
Yeah, but he shaved it, didn't he? Or is it
I don't know.
Growing back?
It's probably growing back. If I only had a brain, David Hall said. Okay.
Hey, I'm playing.
You were having some killer rolls last game. Too bad you could only summon one.
I
don't
want to hear about it because I got denied.
Todd's walking away. I was just about to ask what he had planned for his channel.
Oh.
So anything new? What's going to happen going forward? Blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to be posting a series up on how to get started in miniature wargaming. I promised those bored wargamers last week that I'll have it done the week of December 7th. So I guess I better get cracking. Yeah. Putting together some Band of Brothers bolt action set that was sent to me via Warlord. Thank you.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. 28 millimeter?
Yeah.
Todd? Yeah.
What?
What?
Already got some built over there.
That's awesome.
So, but then I'll get back to some 15s and do some of that standard stuff. And I'd like to start talking to World War II specific designers and stuff like that and gamers on the site. Sure. On the channel. So
if you want to bring him on as a guest too, you can, dude.
Yeah, we'll vet him on my channel, and then we'll bring him on here.
I'm just saying, like, if you even if you head on your channel, if they want more time over here, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know, I'd love to do that. I mean, if you have an interest, you know, and I've said this to you guys before, and you know this, you know, just shout it out. I'll do whatever I can to make it happen. So
all right, I'll try to get Patrick Mahomes on.
Dude, you do that. That would be fucking amazing. Yes, I use my 1F for that one.
Yeah, it's the finale. Who cares? you know what? I would love to get more. What are they called? I ruined it.
Never celebrities.
Mind. Ewoks. Yeah, I'd love to have some of those on here.
Ewoks. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. What? Jump!
I mean, we're much like a shaved Ewok. Well, so that's
true. He does look like one a little bit. We're gonna have to put him on some medication, I think, for next year.
Yeah, I mean, can we hold on? Wait, we can't have an episode without a Star Wars minute after last night's episode. I mean, yeah, no spoilers, but holy cow!
Yeah, it was Star Wars minute.
Come on,
the Star Wars minute is holy shit! That was great.
Yep, agreed. Yeah.
All right, that's the shortest Star Wars minute ever. Oh my god, he finally did it. He got it. Oh.
I mean, I could go into it, but I don't want to because I like to have at least 48 hours before I go in depth to talk about a previous episode that just aired, giving people time to watch it.
Oh, come on. And also, it's an honorable mention. There is a Kickstarter coming out in January. And if you're watching my channel, there's some videos that are going up about it. And it's called Gunfight Royale. And I can tell you that the price point of the game is going to be around $45. And there will be some extra
characters. Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're kidding. Mm-mm. Four or five.
Yep, $45.
That's insane.
Yep. 13 plastic miniatures. They won't be the metal ones, but you can upgrade your miniatures to the metal ones. And there'll be a lot of additional, like the clay you can get the clay poker chips rather than the plastic ones.
There's going to be like expansions that you can buy into.
It'll be it's not 100% confirmation on this, but I believe Forrest said that the metal minis are an upgrade. They're additional because they cost more.
Right.
But the characters will be stretch goals. So you'll get new characters for the board game in the stretch goals. So
aren't they starting off with like 6 or 8?
There's 12.
12.
Mm-hmm. 12 characters.
12 plus the Pony Express dude, yes, right?
The Lone Rider.
Yeah, Lone Rider. That's him.
Lone Rider. And that guy doesn't start on his track. And you'll see it in the videos, but he doesn't start on his track until somebody takes a mortal wound, which is 6 white chips, 6 damage. After somebody takes 6 damage, they're mortally wounded. You know, so. And you'll see that in the videos. But it's $45, man. It'd probably be 50
retail. That's insane. That.
Yeah, $45. It's going to be a good deal. The game is a lot of fun. I have 6 or 7 games I've played, and I even played one with my wife. My wife actually played a game with me, which is unusual. So she said she enjoyed it. My son, of course, loved it. You know, he's like, let's play again, let's play again. So
cool.
But play tested, Rocky approved, you know. That's January, man, and you'll see it on this channel. We'll be promoting it for sure because we're standing behind it. I'm right behind. See, it's right behind me. It's a good board game, and I'm not a board gamer, so you know, for me to show interest in something like that, I mean, that says something. So, but I think that's all I got, guys. I can't talk anymore.
It's gonna be a good season 3 watch.
Please don't make me talk anymore. Lots more top 16s. We may do 2 in a show. Maybe one more. Yeah.
You really want to blow Mini Wormut's head just clean off his shoulders with 2.
We might make it a top 32 or 36.
Let's do a full tourney, 64.
Yeah. Why not? Yep. Top 64.
With play-in games.
Good.
Yeah. I was going to do a top 16 paints. Model paints, but I don't think there's 16 different colors out there, or companies out there.
There's not 16 different colors.
I meant,
what the hell are you thinking?
Game companies. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We've been
let him take his time. We'll spit it out.
Shut up.
Okay. Jeez Louise. Maybe Walmart can have a whole bunch of more stuff on. Watch.
I will say this, and this is just a teaser. And I shouldn't do this, but you guys are going to want to watch what I'm painting in the We Paint Things show. You know, you're going to want to watch. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Let's say advanced models for advanced techniques. I'll say that. So
advanced models for advanced tech. Well, that knocks me out.
Right.
basically tons of detailed miniatures. I don't care. Creature Caster. You guys ever heard that? If you go over to their website, go look at Creature Caster. They have some really amazing stuff that Wapple has painted. That's a hint. And it's not even a full hint. So I'll be painting some Creature Caster stuff. I think I'm at a point now where I could facilitate a painting show. So, but I'm not the best. So, Wapple is the best.
He's the best, man.
He is the best. Speaking of which,
that's no doubt.
He's over there live now, isn't he? Let's live promote him live.
He's sitting over there. What the hell is he painting? He's painting. Looks like Persians.
Let's listen in on Wapapelas.
Thinning that down. We need to start thinking about some of the little gemstone things here.
I mean, if we're done, we can always raid him with the
just like
the
that
three of
there.
Us that are. Which I think might be
really too much. I do so little with
which might be me and Todd and Wormut, but you know.
Wormut said, "Hey, Wapple."
Any kind of missile fire in Lord of the Rings?
Even with my lizard man, I just kind of gave up on shooting.
I do not have much in the way of bows and arrows. Well,
it's a little bit different with. Oh gosh, what is?
Let's see if he mentions this at all. I know he was. I love Wapple. Wapple, if you're out there, man, you watch this. We are promoting you while you're live, and we're live.
Like he needs promoting. He's got 83 viewers, and we have three. So
we love you, James. How you doing?
Yeah, no, Rocky's War Room's still in the house. Wait a minute. Oh, are you guys all done with your podcast already?
No, we're doing it now.
Hours. Well, folks, new folks, new crowd in here, you need to go follow Rocky's War Room.
Perfect.
Because they cover all kinds of fantastic stuff on their podcast on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central.
Awesome. Thank you, James. Thank you, buddy. I'm famous. You're right, David Hall. Yep. All right, well, that's enough nonsense for season two. We're going to put the dumpster fire of 2020 behind us.
Finally!
We're going to start a new one.
A whole new dumpster fire.
All right.
It's going to be a much more epic season. And
it's going to be fun. I'm prepared.
Let's have a moment of silence for season two.
Jackass.
I was going to play Taps.
I think it's appropriate that McMurray's going to go out of season two frozen.
Frozen or asleep. I think he's asleep because I send him a message and there's no response.
I don't know what's going on with him, but anyway, all right, guys, that's all we got. We're saying goodbye.
Any more about you idiots?
Nice. Hey, Matt, need to make him big.
Weird science.
Exactly.
This is saying goodbye to season two of the Rockies War Room Ramble.
Ta-ta!
See you later.
See ya! Ta-ta!